From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Islamist insurgents in Iraq have seized the city of Tikrit, according to security officials. It's the hometown of former leader Saddam Hussein and lies just 95 miles north of the capital, Baghdad. It's the insurgents' second major gain after capturing Mosul on Tuesday, when 500,000 people were forced to flee the city. Iraqi soldiers were among those escaping as the jihadists from the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria group took much of the Nineveh province. Hemen Lahoni from the media network Ruda, based in neighboring Kurdistan, says the militants now have moved into a second province.
Now they are going to Sabahattin provinces, which is a Sunni provinces too. And according to our reporters and latest news, they could control this province too. So now two big provinces in Iraq is under the militant groups.
Taxi drivers in European capitals, including Madrid, London, Milan, and Berlin, went on strike Wednesday, demonstrating against what they say is a lack of regulation of the rival mobile service Uber. In France, trains also did not run in some areas in a strike against reforms. In Spain, taxis were asked to observe a 24-hour stoppage until Thursday morning. The mobile app Uber, which originated in the U.S., says it is complying with all regulations. However, taxi drivers insist it is the equivalent of a taxi meter, meaning anyone with a car can become a taxi and dodge the usual regulations and exams. Cab drivers in London blocked the center of the city to make their point.
They're taking away our work, they're taking away our livelihoods and our business. And as you can see, we care about our careers.
In the U.S., there's been a major upset in the Republican Party after the number two Republican in the U.S. Congress lost his seat. Following his crushing congressional defeat, Eric Cantor also announced he will resign from his post as majority leader of the U.S. House of Representatives at the end of July. Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff reports.
No one in American politics saw this election result coming, least of all Eric Cantor, the now outgoing majority leader for the Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives. He was in line to become Speaker of the House. Now Republicans are asking if the win by Eric Bratt, who had significant support from the very conservative Tea Party, is a bellwether or an anomaly.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A leading pro-democracy activist in Egypt has been sentenced to 15 years in jail. A key figure in the 2011 uprising against former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, Alaa Abdul Fattah was found guilty of illegal protest and attacking a police officer. Trilateral talks between Ukraine, Russia, and the EU have failed to resolve an ongoing dispute over energy supply. A deadline for Ukraine to pay up its gas debts to Russia has been postponed to next Monday, but negotiations remain tense with Moscow upholding its threat to cut off supply to Ukraine and effectively the rest of Europe. Our Europe correspondent Sandra Gatman reports.
No deal yet after 4 hours of talks and what was a fifth meeting between the EU, Russia and Ukraine's energy ministers. Russian state-owned company Gazprom is demanding Ukraine pay its natural gas debts or the taps could be turned off, affecting supply to the rest of Europe, which gets its energy through Ukraine. The new government in Kiev, supported by the EU, wants a price cut of $100 from $485 per 1,000 cubic meters after Russia doubled its prices last year. But Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned Ukraine against asking for discounts. The three sides are expected to remain in touch over the phone in the coming days to try to push an agreement.
And U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has defended the Obama administration's decision to release five Guantanamo Bay prisoners in exchange for American soldier Bo Bergdahl. Appearing before the House Armed Services Committee on Wednesday, Mr. Hagel said the deal was a tough call for the president, but that he stands by him. Kate Fisher has more from Washington.
The White House has been criticized by Republicans and some Democrats over the swap late last month. They object to not being warned of the deal and say the detainees are too dangerous to be free. But Mr. Hagel said that he and the president wouldn't have gone ahead had they not had complete confidence that they were acting lawfully in the national interest and in the best traditions of the military.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.